A new study, U.S.-led wars in Iraq and Afghanistan could hit $6 trillion, much higher than initial estimates. Academics have predicted that American taxpayers will have to pay for a huge health care bill for war veterans.
The long-term cost of the U.S. wars in Afghanistan and Iraq seems to be much higher than initial estimates. A new study by Nobel laureate and economist Joseph Stiglitz, as well as Harvard professor Linda Belms, shows that the two wars could cost the U.S. up to $6 trillion. So far, the cost of direct American military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan has already exceeded the cost of the Vietnam and Korean wars. Stiglitz and Belms, authors of the book The $3 Trillion War, say healthcare costs for veterans could cost the U.S. about $1 trillion, depending on the length and intensity of the ongoing wars. They say more and more veterans are seeking post-combat medical. Some 600,000 Iraq and Afghanistan veterans have sought medical treatment so far. Meanwhile, about 500,000 others have applied for disability benefits. The figure is 30% higher than initial estimates and far exceeds the number acknowledged by Pentagon officials.
The initial reaction to the cost of the war as now estimated by and his associates, as you know, the idea that that should be added explicitly to the administration's appropriations bills for the war has been attacked initially by people in Congress who say, well, it makes the cost of the war look astronomical. And of course, the reality is, as someone then, yes, indeed, the cost of the war is astronomical, and you are living in a dream world to think that it's otherwise.
The cost of treating illnesses, such as post-traumatic stress disorder, is also expected to rise in time. The bills are also expected to rise as the war continues in Afghanistan and more troops have been deployed.
The political reality that's now being revealed is that the costs to society are so enormous that there has to be a political decision by people at the grassroots as well as people in Congress and surrounding the president that this must be brought to an end.
The new revelation raises questions like for how long the U.S. government intends to make the average American taxpayer foot the bill for wars at a time when they're facing extraordinary economic hardship.